Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 1. One of my favorite passages of Scripture. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Amen. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Praise the Lord. He said, I have redeemed thee. Praise the Lord. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse... What do I have up there? Yeah, verse 23. The first line there, ye are bought with a price. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm bought with a price. Ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. I don't have this one on the board. Go to just one page back. Go to chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Praise the Lord. And then Psalm chapter 107. Verses 1 and 2. If we could read this out loud together, that would be awesome. Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2. Let's go ahead and read it. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Praise the Lord. I want to preach to you tonight with the Lord's help. I am redeemed. Praise the Lord. I am redeemed. Pray with me if you will. Lord, I love you. I praise your holy name. I thank you, Lord, for all you've done. You're a good God. I praise you, Jesus. Lord, what the psalmist said, you are good. Your mercy is everlasting. And your truth and your mercy, it endures to all generations. We praise your holy name. I thank you, God, for the price that you paid so we could be redeemed. I thank you, Lord, for your spirit tonight. I pray you'd help us, anoint each heart, anoint these altars, God. And Lord Jesus, I pray that your will be done in this service. Let my words be few and yours many. In the name of the Lord, we pray. And everyone said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. I am redeemed. Praise the Lord. I am redeemed. Amen. Now, do we have any people who like to go shopping? Raise your hand if you like to shop. All right. Especially some of you ladies like to shop. You know, I don't mind shopping. I really don't. It's according to what we're shopping for and how long it's going to take. All right. So, I've got probably about, what would you say, Katie, about a 10-minute minimum maximum for my shopping. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I can last a little longer than that. But, going shopping, you tend to make purchases, which is what shopping is all about. But how many of you have ever bought something that nobody else quite understood why you bought it? Anybody? Or how many of you ever bought something and you don't understand why you bought it? Yeah. All right. You made a purchase. And you know, the next guy probably wouldn't have paid as much as you paid for it. I mean, they probably would have just let it go on by and waited till it hit the 95% off clearance aisle. You know what I mean? What would I use that for? You know, my wife's grandpa, he's a great man. He's a good man. I love him to death. And one thing about him that I like is that he has a lot of stuff that he has purchased over the years that he seems to have no use for. And so when you go to his house, he's always like, hey, go look in there and see if there's anything you want. So that's kind of fun. You know what I mean? I mean, you can find antique stuff. I mean, they've got all kinds of junk. He'll go to garage sales and antique malls and things, and he'll just make a purchase that he has no use for at the time. And really, they seem like they have no use in and of themselves. But he has a purpose for it. He holds on to it until he finds somebody who can use it, or he can use it himself. I mean, one time, this lady was getting rid of some stuff, and he just, I don't know if she gave it to him or he bought it. He didn't have any reason to take it off her hands, but maybe somebody would use it later. And he found out that we had some wallpaper at this house up here. And this thing that he had was one of those wallpaper, I guess it's a perforator or something like that. I mean, but you just take it and you rub it on the wallpaper, and man, that thing puts holes in that wallpaper, and you spray water on it, and the water gets behind it, and you can just tear that wallpaper off. Isn't that awesome? He had no need for that, but he said, I'll keep it for a purpose later. Amen. Yeah, sometimes he'll find things that might be a little broken. I mean, they've got a pavilion on their land full of just junk. I mean, they've got storage pods in multiple cities full of things. I mean, they just have a lot of stuff that they've accumulated, but they're keeping it for a reason. They seem to have a purpose for it. Amen. Some of the things might be damaged. They might look a little old and worn out. And they may even be a little broken. But still, her grandpa finds value in those things. And he makes the purchase. Amen. You know, this world is full of broken people. Probably even in this church, to be honest, several may feel a little broken tonight. Amen. Just kind of broken and feel worthless, and people who are damaged or crippled by life. Amen. You ever feel that way? I do sometimes. Yet, praise God, we're told that even though the world is full of broken people and people who feel worthless and people who are damaged and crippled and people who really just don't feel like they matter to anybody, we're told, praise God, that Jesus Christ purchased us with His blood. Praise the Lord. Amen. His blood paid the price for our redemption. Aren't you glad? Amen. That Jesus Christ, thousands of years ago, He looked ahead of time. He knew. I mean, before the world began, He knew. He knew where you would be tonight, and He knew how broken your life might have been. Amen. He knew the kind of life that you would have been born into, and the kind of home life you'd have, and the kind of world that we'd be living in today. And He said, I'm going to go to the cross. Amen. Just for them. I'm going to redeem them. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm glad I'm redeemed. Aren't you? Praise the Lord. You know, redemption is not a novelty that appears at the cross. It's not. I mean, some people would like to say that it just happened all of a sudden. Redemption's not an idea that came from nowhere. It's not a plan B that God had to use after man fell and after sin entered the world. Redemption was not a plan B. It's not only for a select group of people either. I mean, redemption is for all mankind. Praise the Lord. You know, redemption is not earned by the wealthy or the good or the perfect. And I'm glad that it's not, because I would fail miserably. But you know what redemption is? Amen. Redemption is God's way from before the foundation of the world were made. God had a plan of redemption for all mankind. Can I get an amen on that? Praise the Lord. Redemption is by Christ. The Bible tells us He gave His life as a ransom for many. I'm so glad He did. Redemption is for everybody. Amen. It's not secluded to the Jew. It's not secluded to the Gentile. Amen. It's all inclusive of everyone who comes under the context there of being a human. Amen. Redemption comes through the blood of Jesus. As we read in Acts 20 and 28, that the church is the ones that He hath purchased with His own blood. Praise God. Redemption is the hope of all men to come to the family of God, because it says in the Word, we are redeemed that we might receive the adoption of sons. Praise God. I'm glad I'm in the family of God. Amen. Redemption is freedom from the curse of the law. Redemption is freedom from the power of sin. Redemption is freedom from the result of sin, which is the grave. Yes, redemption. Amen. Redemption is the freedom from all that is evil. And I'm glad to say tonight that I am redeemed. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. All the redeemed say, I am redeemed. Amen. Praise God. Redemption is the act of God purchasing our lives for His glory with the death of His Son on the cross. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Redemption is what we are accepted by. Amen. Because Jesus Christ gave the great accepted sacrifice when He gave His life as a ransom for us. Praise the Lord. I want to point out three things to you about redemption as a result of redemption. Amen. One thing is that redemption is the act of God. He's paying our sin debt so that we can be free from the bondage of the enemy. Praise the Lord. In other words, we are redeemed from some things. We are redeemed from sin. Amen. We are redeemed from Satan, and we are redeemed from hell. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad for that? Amen. Amen. We are redeemed from those things. You know, the other night in youth service, we had several testify in our youth service. Now, they were a little reluctant to stand up, so I had to call out on them. You know, I mean, I had to get rough with them, you know. And so I started calling out names. And when I called them out, they stood up. One of the young men got up and said at youth camp, he got called to the ministry. Praise the Lord. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. Another one got up. One of the young ladies got up. His sister Miranda, she got up and she just reiterated how God had called her to the ministry and to life of service to Him. But in the middle of her testimony, she said something that I really hadn't thought about. She said that the world has a standard for you to live by, and you have to meet that standard. And I thought about that. And I was like, I thought, you know, a lot of people think when they're in the world that they can do whatever they want. They don't realize that the world actually tells them what to do. The world says you've got to meet our standard. You have to live up to our code. And you know what? Let me give you some examples. You know, I was about to preach right there after she said that. I got so excited. But people tell you that, you know, because you go to church and you hear people preach the Bible and the truth and preach holiness and standards and things like that, people tell you that because you go to a church like that, that you're under bondage. Well, let me tell you about the world here, that there is more bondage in the world and living in the world than there will ever be in the church. Can I hear an amen? Amen. I mean, there is more bondage in living in sin. You are bound by so much more than when you give your life to Christ and become a servant of His. Praise the Lord. Because He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Praise God. You know, more people tell you what to do when you're out in the world. Amen. Those of you who have lived a sinful lifestyle will attest to that fact. You had more bosses when you were a sinner than you did when you became a Christian. You know, what I mean is Hollywood will tell you how to live. All right? Is that okay to say that? Hollywood will put out movies and TV shows that'll have things that underlying themes that will ridicule things that are holy and things that are godly and things that of the family and the building blocks of society. They will try to destroy those things by the things that they put out in their videos and in their theaters and things like that. The fashion designers, they tell you what to do. When you go to the mall and you see the pictures and the mannequins and all that, I mean, they're telling you what's in style and they're telling you what you have to wear to be cool and to look good and they're telling you what goes best together. Oh, you know what? People say, I'm just doing what I want, but you know you're not. Amen. When you go to the store and you say, I want that pair of sneakers because they're different. They're not different. 100,000 other people have that same pair of sneakers. Why? Because their designers are trying to form you into something that fits. It's their mold. Amen. The music industry will tell you what kind of music you have to listen to. And while you listen to that music, they'll be telling you how to live your life and the thoughts that you should think and what you should do. Amen. Behind closed doors. And they'll tell you things that you should be a part of that are wicked and ungodly. Yes, this world has people under bondage. Even Walmart. You go to Walmart, they'll tell you what you can purchase. I mean, the manager won't say, no, you can't buy that. But they'll raise the prices on some things and lower them on others. You know what I mean? There's a design out there in the world to try to mold you and to make you into somebody that this world desires to see that you be. And they make you think that all the while you're doing whatever you want. Even people who take the gothic lifestyle and dye their hair black and put the white face paint on and wear black all the time, they're trying to be different and set their own standard. They're not. That's the world. That's the enemy telling them what to do. This world has an awful agenda on our young people, especially on the family. I recently read an article about a new series that MTV is trying to launch. Now, MTV, parents, delete that station if you have a TV from your box. Okay, delete it if you can. And if you find your kids watching it, give them a spanking on the spot. All right? MTV has a very malicious desire to scrutinize and ridicule all young people who desire to remain pure in their lives. They have come up with their agenda is to make them feel small and insignificant because they want to remain pure and holy. And because they want to be abstinent in their life. All right. So they want to make them feel insignificant because they made that choice to live like the Bible says to live. And so, and you probably see tabloids and read articles on the news and see on the internet and things like this. But MTV exploits teenage pregnancies and turns them into entertainment and exploits 16, 17, 18-year-olds who have babies and make that something that these kids want to see. I remember, I even heard somebody, I don't remember where it was, but in passing, I heard a young lady say she wanted to have a baby so she could get on one of those shows. And I mean, that just disgusted me, because the agenda that they have against our youth, I mean, they are pushing that thing. But this new show that they're trying to launch is they're looking for people, men and women, the ages of 18 to 25, who are pure but want to give their purity away. And so they're going to track them and do a documentary on how they give themselves to this world. Isn't that disgusting? In this world, when you live like the world, you are bound by the things of this world. They make you do whatever you want to do. Now, some of you will sit there and say in your mind, and you probably said it several times in your life, and maybe you even said it several times today, I can't wait till I turn 18. I'm out of here. Any parents ever hear that? When I turn 18, I'm getting my own apartment. I'm leaving. You can't tell me what to do. I'll do whatever I want when I'm 18. I'll do whatever I want when I grow up. No, you won't. You won't. Praise the Lord. This world has a standard for you to live by. But I praise my Savior, amen, that He went to the cross so He could break that bondage, amen, so He could set a higher standard, amen, a standard that some would say it's difficult to live it, but it is not, amen. When you give your life to Jesus and He redeems you and He purchases you with His blood, praise God, it is easy to live the way God tells you to live if you'll just be obedient to Him. The Bible says, you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past, listen, this is just telling us that we walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit thou now worketh in the children of disobedience. So when we were under sin, we did whatever sin told us to do. We did whatever the devil told us to do. The temptations, the lust, the evil desires, we were bound by those things. And then later Paul would say this, he said, know ye not that the unrighteous, they shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And listen, as long as you're a part of the world, you belong under one of those categories. You're unrighteous, you can't make it. But praise God, Jesus Christ shed His blood on Calvary so this verse could be written. Paul said, such were some of you. He's saying you were part of that group, and part of that crowd, but now ye are washed, amen, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Praise the Lord that He redeems us from sin, from Satan, and from hell. Praise God. That old hymn says, I was once a sinner, but I came pardoned to receive from my Lord. This was freely given, and I found that He always kept His word. Praise the Lord. When I was a sinner, I could just come to Jesus, and He was there ready to redeem me. Praise God. I'm glad I am redeemed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now He redeems us from sin, from Satan, from hell. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the price that He paid to redeem us was His only Son, Jesus Christ. We're redeemed from sin, and we are redeemed by the Savior. Praise the Lord. We are redeemed by the Savior. There was a small boy who had been consistently late for dinner. And one particular day, his parents had warned him to be on time, but he arrived later than ever. And he found when he got to the table, his parents were already seated and about to begin eating the meal. And quickly he sat at his place and noticed that was before him was just a slice of bread and a glass of water. Well, I read that. It made me sad for that little boy. You're late. That's all you get to eat. There was silence as he sat staring at his plate, crushed inside. But suddenly he saw his father's hand reach over and pick up his plate, take that plate of bread, set it before himself. And then the father took his plate full of food, placed it in front of his son. And he smiled warmly as he made the exchange. Praise God. That's a picture of what God did for us on the cross at Calvary. Amen. Amen. We deserved nothing. We deserved to die, but Jesus Christ, He took the cross from before us and laid it before Himself. Amen. So He could go and shed His blood and die so that we could be redeemed by His sacrifice. The old song says He paid a debt He did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Amen. The other day, Brother Smith sang that song. Amen. That I could still go free. What kind of man would reach down his hand and do this for me? You know who it was? It was Christ Jesus who paid a debt that you and I, we could never, ever, ever pay. But praise the Lord. Amen. That even though this world says we have to live to a standard, we can come under the blood of Jesus. Amen. And we can be set free from the bondage of this world. Why? Because Jesus Christ was our sacrifice. Amen. I said, I'm glad that I am redeemed. Aren't you? Amen. I'm glad that I am redeemed. Psalm 107 verse 2 said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Praise God. I wonder how He had a desire for the redeemed to say so. I wonder how the redeemed were supposed to let the world know that they were redeemed. I thought maybe this is how you could do it. You can walk up to somebody and shake their hand and say, hi, I'm redeemed. What's your name? You know, maybe that'll strike up a conversation, wouldn't it? I mean, they would probably be a little confused. That's probably not a good way to do it. Maybe you can go up to the cashier and say, hey, let me tell you, I've been redeemed. You know, they probably wouldn't know what you're talking about. So maybe there's another, I don't know, maybe should you say it with a bumper sticker or a WWJD bracelet or a t-shirt or a hat that says John 3:16. I mean, you can say all those things and you can wear all of those things and use that bumper sticker. But I say the way the Bible wants us to tell the world that we are redeemed is the way we live our lives. Can I hear an amen? We need to live our lives as the redeemed should live their lives. Amen. According to the Word of God. Living according to this standard and these rules. Amen. Oh, Brother Cruz, we're not under the law. We're under grace. Yes, we are. We are under grace. But the Bible gives us guidelines and draws the lines like Brother Jones was talking about. Amen. It tells us how we can stay away from the evil things and how we can keep our souls unspotted from the world. And we need to live according to this Word. Amen. Young people, you need to take this Word, set it before you day and night, and live what it says. Believe what it says. Apply it to your lives. Amen. We need to live the way the redeemed ought to live because Jesus paid our price. We owe that to Him. Praise the Lord. We say we are redeemed in the way that we worship in the house of God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I mean, I love coming here and worshiping the Lord with you. I really do. I mean, I get so excited. Amen. We were just kind of joking around earlier about the way some people worship in church, you know. And some people, you know, they worship big. You know what I mean? I mean, they're just like, wow, help us, God, you know. And some people, they worship, help us, Lord Jesus. You know, it's a tiny, you know. Amen. But whatever you worship, you need to worship with all your heart. Give everything you've got to God so that everyone in this house knows that you've been redeemed. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that the enemy knows that you've been redeemed. I read an interesting thing about music the other day. And the man that was writing it was just illustrating the power of music and its importance in our lives and the importance that it takes in our lives. The man said something like this, that when you have a favorite book, you'll read it 2 to 3 times. When you have a favorite movie, you'll watch it 3 to 5 times. But when you have a favorite song, you'll listen to it hundreds of times. Music is powerful. Music is powerful. And songs were very important to ancient cultures and biblical cultures. And even in some cultures today, songs were in the place of books. You know, we've got books. Some countries, some peoples of like Africa and things, they don't have a written language. So they tell their stories in songs and things that their history is told in songs. They express that and their purpose is expressed through a song. Now, when the Jews had a song to sing, praise God, and they were taken captive and their lives were turned upside down. And the Bible talks about how, you know, that their language was made to change. I mean, in Babylon, Babylon. They tried to make them change the language. They tried to make them worship other gods. They tried to make them change the way they dressed. I mean, they were changing their lives, and they were tormented. They lived in defeat. And the Bible talks about how they had lost their song and they hanged their harps on the willows. Praise God. Amen. They hung their harps on the willows. Amen. A song is so important. The Bible tells us, you know, that our lives, I mean, listen to this. Revelation 5 and 9. This is about the redeemed. I love this. The redeemed, it says that they sung a new song. Praise the Lord. They sung a new song saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof." Why? "For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." You know, when I was out in the world, I sang a different tune. I sang a song that was wicked. I sang a song of sin. But when I came under the blood of Jesus, amen, He gave me a new song to sing. Amen. He put a new song in my mouth, a new desire in my heart. Praise God. And I'm so thankful that when I get to heaven, I'll be able to sing with those people up there that thou art worthy. Hallelujah. That thou art worthy because you were slain and you redeemed us to God by thy blood. Listen, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, that makes me excited to know that I'm not going to be the only one that's redeemed up there. But there'll be a host of everybody, amen, of every tongue, of every tribe, of every people group in this world. You know why? Because Jesus paid the price, amen. Jesus paid the price for us to be redeemed. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got a song to sing because we're redeemed. We're redeemed from sin. We're redeemed by the Savior. And we are redeemed with a purpose. Praise the Lord. We are redeemed with a purpose. If I took you to my dad's garage, you would find a lot of stuff that really he bought that he's not ever going to use. And he's got no purpose for. But praise God. When He paid our price on Calvary, He didn't just want to purchase us and just stick us in a quarter some way and say, "All right, they're done. Let's just leave them over there." But He bought us so He could use us for His glory. Amen. He bought us for a purpose. Now, some of you in here tonight, that redemption song has been waning and it's been quieting within. As a result of hurt and pain and brokenness, maybe even sin. Amen. You used to sing that song, I have been redeemed. And man, you would get excited. But something's happened and you can't sing it as much or as well as you used to. It doesn't make you as excited. And Satan would like to drown out that song with one of his own. And he liked to make you think that you're defeated and you cannot win. He wants to make you fear losing out with God and make you question whether or not there's a point to this thing in serving God. Praise the Lord. I've got a friend in the who years ago, he made a very big mistake. And it really made a lot of people question his character. And rightfully so. And his reputation came under fire and because it deserved to. It was a sin that he needed to get the victory over. And can I tell you, this young man, he was very repentant from the onset. He showed true repentance and resolve and allowing God to bring him through the victory. Praise the Lord. But in the midst of that trial, when he was dealing with the consequences and he came through victoriously, great preacher, great man of God today, he wrote a song about the blood of Jesus. And it simply said, "The blood is still enough." Praise the Lord. I want to tell somebody tonight that the blood is still enough. Amen. When you gave your life at this altar, at another altar, and Jesus Christ saved your soul, His blood is just as powerful in your life today as it was back then. Nothing that the devil can do to you can make you not be good enough now. Because the blood is still enough. Praise the Lord. You may have fallen, but if you'll repent, the blood is still enough. Those around you may have fallen, but can I tell you tonight, the blood is still enough. Amen. You may have been hurt by something somebody said and you feel worthless. Let me tell you tonight that the blood is still enough. Amen. You may feel defeated and bowed down and destroyed, but can I tell you that the blood of Jesus, it is still enough. Amen. Ephesians tells us that we are sealed by the Spirit until the day of redemption. That lets me know that the blood is still enough. Hallelujah. Romans 8 tells us that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That lets us know what? That the blood is still enough. Isaiah said, when you pass through the waters, they won't be too high. And when you go through the fire, it won't be too hot. You know why? Because the blood is still enough. Say it with me. The blood is still enough. Praise God. Amen. And even though the righteous may fall, they will rise again. Amen. Why? Because the blood is still enough. Even though I may be sick in my body and I may feel weak, amen. I know that God is a healer because the blood is still enough. I may feel like nobody else is appreciative. You may feel like nobody cares what you're doing. But let me tell you, keep on. The blood is still enough. Amen. You may say, all my friends are going the way of the world. But let me tell you, you don't have to, young people, because the blood is still enough. Amen. You may say, I gotta go back to the way I was. I always go back to the way I was. Let me tell you, you don't have to, because the blood of Jesus is still, it's still enough. Amen. You may say hell is going to win. I'm going to be destroyed. My parents and grandparents, they failed. They destroyed. Let me tell you, you won't. Amen. Because the blood is still enough. Hallelujah. Praise God. I have to give in to this temptation. No, you don't. The blood is enough. Amen. I've got to lose this victory. I've had it too long. I know the devil's fighting me. I'm going to lose. No, the blood. The blood's enough. And you're redeemed. Praise God. God purchased you from sin. He paid the price with His Son's blood. Let me tell you, He's going to keep you for a purpose. God bought you with a price. So He's going to use you. Amen. I wish I could tell somebody that tonight. So when Satan comes at you tonight, tomorrow, and next week, you need to just square your shoulders and shout out as loud as you can, I am redeemed. Amen. Amen. When you're fighting the enemy and when you're tempted with the evil, you need to just stand on the Word of God and say, I am overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. I am redeemed. Amen. You need to tell the devil, tell your friends, tell them, I am redeemed. And there ain't nothing that you can do about it. Praise God. Amen. Because even though this world's going to pass away, this Word is going to stand true forever. Amen. And it tells us that God is able to keep us until the very end. Praise God that He will keep us to the very end. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stand on this. Amen. And I'm going to remind myself each and every day that when Satan comes against me, that God bought me with a price. He's got a purpose for my life. And I'm going to keep moving forward because I am redeemed. Praise the Lord. Stand with me tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Allison, will you come to the piano? I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43:1. I read it to you. Fear not. I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. You need to hear this tonight. I want you to listen to me. Jesus Christ redeemed you. And nothing outside of your own choice can change that, okay? When you give your life to Him and you come under that redemption, nothing can separate you from that unless you yourself walk away. So the circumstances going on around you that are making you think that God has no purpose for you anymore. Let me tell you, that's all a lie. Because God bought you with a price. And He has kept you for a purpose. If you continue to live right, even in the midst of doubt and harsh circumstances, no man, no devil can nullify redemption. Praise God. So your past sins don't have any effect on you from this day forward. All that happened back there. Redemption starts right here and moves on. Praise God. Isn't that awesome? That His blood will cover a multitude of sins. Praise the Lord. Just because there may be a tomorrow doesn't mean you have to fail. Some people look at tomorrow as just another day to make a mistake and mess up. That's not what tomorrow's for. Praise God. You're one of His redeemed. Amen. Let me tell you that the blood is still enough. Say that to yourself. The blood is still enough. Hallelujah. The blood is still enough. The blood is still enough. Praise God. Lord, we love You, Jesus. That song, Let the Worshippers Arise, one of the verses says, Father, I hear it growing louder, the song of Your redeemed. Praise the Lord. I believe some people can leave here singing the song of the redeemed louder tonight than they have in quite some time. Praise the Lord. This is what I want us to do. I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes. Those of you who the song of redemption has grown quiet in your lives because the circumstances around you are causing you to doubt, maybe even reconsider what you're doing here. And you want to sing that song louder than ever before, I want you to begin to come to this altar. Don't hold back. I want you to come right now. I want you to come right now. There's some that have come. Praise the Lord. It may be one of several things. Your past may be haunting you. Sickness may be fighting your body, causing you to wonder if God is going to heal or still there. Maybe it's a sin that you committed. But I want you, right now, we're just going to tarry for a few seconds here. You want to be able to sing that song. I want you just to come up here right now. Amen. And just begin to seek God's face. Hallelujah. Pray, saints. Begin to pray, church. God's going to do some mighty things right now. Maybe it's your home life. Maybe it's some things going on in your friends. Maybe you're just doubting and you're afraid of tomorrow. You're afraid of falling back. Maybe you're afraid of losing what you got at youth camp. I want you just to begin to come. Because God gave you a new song to sing. And it's not meant to be quiet. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Praise God. And I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. And that means sin can't defeat me. I'm going to win this battle. Praise the Lord. Just one more appeal to you tonight. If that's you, you want to get rid of this weight and this sin and this distress, depression, and you want to be able to just lift your hands and sing the song of the redeemed, I want you to come right now. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Lord, we praise You. Thank You, Lord, for these that have come, God. Lord, I pray for them right now that You would just minister to them, Jesus, and that You would just speak to their hearts, God. Let them feel Your presence. Hallelujah. God, right now in a mighty wave, just, Lord, come over them. And give them strength. All of us that would you come forward and begin to pray tonight? Let's all just come and find us a place to pray at the altar. Praise the Lord. Pray with some of these who are kneeling down, who have come and just with a desire to get a hold of God. Praise the Lord. Jesus, we love You. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you, Jesus. Lord, I love you, Jesus. Oh, let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Oh, let the worshipers arise. Oh, let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and the daughters sing. Praise the Lord. You don't have to go back. I'm surrendering my all. Oh, I surrender to the King.